Welcome to the Great Detectives of Old Time Radio. From Boise, Idaho, this is your host, Adam Graham. If you have a comment, email it to me, box13@greatdetectives.net. Follow us on Twitter, Radio Detectives, and become one of our friends on Facebook, facebook.com/radiodetectives. Today's program is brought to you in part by the financial support of our listeners. And I want to go ahead and thank Philip for sending along a one-time donation through support.greatdetectives.net. I also want to thank Francis and Lunel for sending along one-time donations through Adam Graham, P.O. Box 15913, Boise, Idaho 83715. You can also send along a donation with the Zelle app to box13@greatdetectives.net. And you can become one of our ongoing Patreon supporters for as little as $2 per month. And I want to thank our latest Patreon supporter. Thank you to Delilah and Thomas, both coming on supporting the program at the Shamus level of $4 or more per month. Again, thank you so much for your support, and you can join them over at patreon.greatdetectives.net. Now it's time for today's episode of Boston Blackie. The original air date, April the 20th, 1949, and this one is Madame Zina Murdered in a Monkey Costume.
Come on.
Okay, but let her do all the talking. You'll see how wrong she can be. Stay on the light production.
Enter,
they gotta see.
But only the man, the young lady will be.
Come on, Mary, let's get out of here.
No, the man will stay.
Look, Madam Zina,
anything... All right, you stay. I'll wait outside.
Okay, Mary. I don't get it.
Sit in front of the crystal ball while Madame Zina comes with visions of the future.
Okay.
Ah, the clouds disperse and events take shape.
One of those shapes is for me, just... Tell him I'm happy with Mary West.
Do not mock Madame Zina, for she is dead.
Not again.
Tonight.
What?
And you, Boston Blackie, are right in the middle of me.
It's smooth. 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 And you're sure it's pure.
That, my friends, is the voice of a man, an enthusiastic friend of TV, describing what he likes about Champagne Velvet, the beer with the million-dollar flavor. You, too, will find that TV is smooth from foam to finish. More than that, from your first sip of the rich, creamy foam that billows on top of your glass, right down to that last delicious drop, you'll find TV bright and sparkling, light and lively, with a clear, clean taste that makes you sure it's pure and stamps it as a beer of real premium quality. Premium quality that costs you no premium in price.
Yes, sir, it's smooth. Just as smooth, and you're sure it's pure. There is no finer beer.
And now back to Dick Calmer as Boston Blackie. Enemy to those who make him an enemy. Friend to those who have no friends.
Do not mock Madame Gina, for she seems dead. And you, Boston Blackie, are in the midst of it.
Say, how do you know my name?
I know nothing. I am but the earthly instrument of the astral body.
Yeah? Well, what's this routine about death?
It is here in the crystal ball.
Where?
It is here for everyone to see.
Oh, I'm looking.
Everyone who wishes to see.
Okay, take a second look, and maybe you can see who it is that's going to be dead.
Again, you mock Madame Gina.
That's right. I don't believe a word you're saying.
Oh, you have disturbed the astral inventors. Get out.
Okay, okay. That's what I want to do in the first place.
But remember what Madame Gina has said.
Oh, I've made notes.
There is death. And you, Boston Blackie, arrived in the midst of it.
How much do I owe you for this seance?
You owe Madame Gina nothing.
Bargain.
But you may owe the stars your life.
Blackie, what a man being.
Never mind. Come on, Mary, let's defy the forces of gravity.
Instead of the forces of Faraday? Oh, now, Blackie, I refuse to take another step until you tell me what happened with Madame Zena.
Nothing happened. Oh, it was all a joke.
I don't believe it.
Giving me a rib, honestly. And I gave it right back to her, so she chased me out of her place.
Blackie, you're holding something out on me.
Look, Mary, let's go on this ride. And I'll tell you everything that happened word for word.
Mr. Flint.
What? What is it, Pop?
The fan belt on the merry-go-round broke, and we need another one.
Stop whispering and talk louder. I can't hear a word you're saying.
Oh, I keep forgetting you're hard hearing. The fan belt on the merry-go-round broke, and we need a new one.
Hey, you'll find it in the supply cabinet in my office. Get it.
Sure enough, Mr. Flint.
Hey, have you seen Cooper around?
Well, he's working the suckers near that concession over there.
Call that no good pickpocket to stop working my Connie. I'm going to get him and break his neck.
Everything's
closed, folks.
Don't push. There's plenty of room for everyone up here. That's right. Now, I'll tell you what I'm
going to
do.
Okay, Cooper. Get a move on. Beat it.
Now, look, Flint, you got me all wrong. I ain't doing nothing. Just watching Joe make a spit.
Come on, Cooper. Get away from these people.
Why?
What I got to say to you, I say in private.
Now, let go of my arm.
Let go nothing. Come on, you. Move.
All right. Okay, Flint, we're away from the mob. Now, say your piece and let go of my arm.
I told you before, Cooper. I don't want you working the crowd at my carny.
Who's doing anything? I'm just walking around like the rest of the crowd. It's a free country.
Yeah, and you're kind of free with your hands in other people's pockets.
Well, you're saying things. I'm just minding my own business.
Now, look, Cooper.
Yeah?
This is my first carny in the States. For 10 years, I had a tent show in Australia.
So what?
10 years. And not once did anybody squawk that they were on.
Okay, so you're on it. What should I do? Yell hooray? Yeah. Why don't you come right out with it? You don't want me around because of Rhoda.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Let me refresh your memory. Rhoda, a beautiful blonde who dresses up in a monkey suit and makes with the animal routine.
I'm warning you, Cooper. Get out of here and stay out.
Now I'm the one that's hard of hearing. I'm staying.
You're getting out.
I'm not getting out.
You're going out. Out.
Who's out there?
It's me, Cooper.
Cooper?
Yeah, can I come in?
I'm just about in my monkey suit. Okay, come in.
I just had a talk with the boss.
With Flint?
Yeah.
Cooper, you had a fight. Look at the cut on your cheek.
That's so wet. Flint don't look so pretty either.
What's the matter with you? You want me to lose my job?
Yeah.
It's sick and tired of seeing you climb into that broken-down monkey suit. Well,
pays the rent and grocery bills.
Rent and grocery bills. Rhoda, use your head.
That's what I'm doing.
Look, with your looks, you should be in the movies instead of doubling for a monkey.
Keep my brains out and starve for the rest of those Hollywood hopefuls? No, thanks.
Now, look, baby, with me along, you got nothing to worry about. I'll stake you until you get sick.
How are you going to do it? By lifting stuff from people's pockets?
Well, don't you worry about that.
Oh, no? When the cops pick you up, little Rhoda's left out in the cold.
Now, look.
Come on, Cooper. Stop daydreaming. Help me with the back of my costume. I'm due on in a couple of minutes.
Rhoda, you're leaving the carny with me after this show. This is the last time you get into your monkey suit.
Guess again. I'm staying.
Maybe you didn't understand what I said, baby. This is the last time you get into your monkey suit. Whether you go with me or not.
Homicide, Faraday.
Inspector, you've got to protect me. I'm going to be killed.
Huh? Who is this? Who's going to kill you?
My name is Rhoda Cummings, and I work at the carnival. Cooper said he's going to kill me.
Yeah, who's Cooper?
Somebody I know.
Why should he kill you?
He wants me to quit my job and go away with him.
Look, lady, you got the wrong department. You need the marriage bureau.
Didn't you hear what I said?
Yeah, but
Cooper's
I got a wife.
Cooper's going to kill me unless you do something about it fast.
Oh, come on, Mary. Let's see if I can win a baby doll for you. This could be quite a picture.
Black.
I know you're worried about that Madame Zina and her property.
Well, I
well,
am.
Stop, will you? Oh, Mary, honestly. I'm the one who should be worried.
Well, somebody ought to be.
Mary, you know where I've been for the past 10 minutes.
No, and you know me better than to think I'd ask you.
I was calling Billboard, a theatrical trade paper.
You were?
I found out about this Madame Zina and also about a fellow named Flint who owns the carnival.
And?
And Zina is an old-timer of the racket.
Yeah.
Flint is a hard-of-hearing guy who operated in Australia, and this is his first carnival over here.
Oh, but Blackie, how could Madame Zina call you by name?
Mary, my picture's been in the paper a couple of times, you know. The whole thing is just a...
Hey, excuse me for butting in.
Well, what's the matter?
But I wouldn't talk like that about Madame Zina.
Oh, a friend of yours?
If you want to call it that.
Well, what's...
Madame Zina and I have been crossing paths in this business for nigh on 30 years.
Oh, you work in this carnival?
Well, but in this carnival, it's another. As long as there's a carnival, I'm there.
Oh.
That's the only life worth living.
I guess it's fun.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, that's perfectly all right.
But my name is James Bland Thompson. Folks just call me Pop.
Hiya, Pop. This is Mary Wesley. I'm Boston Blackie.
Howdy, ma'am.
Hello there, Pop.
And howdy... Boston Blackie? Hey, I heard tell about you.
Well, that's good.
Now, what's this about you and Madame Zina not seeing eye to eye?
Well, I'll tell you, Pop. She was looking into a crystal ball and she saw death.
Well, you can believe it.
Oh, Pop. Come now.
No, that's true.
You're an old timer. You know the tricks of the trade. Don't tell me you believe it.
If Madame Zina said it, I believe it.
Okay.
Oh, Blackie, she can look into the future.
You see?
I'll admit she's pretty good if she's got an old timer like you, Buffalo.
That was a shot.
I came from the direction of those cars. Come on.
Easy, Blackie. I'm trying to keep up
with you. Take it easy. Me too, Blackie.
I think the shot came from this wagon over here.
Oh,
that's Rhoda's place.
Huh?
You stay out here, Mary. I'm going in alone.
No, nothing doing, Blackie. If something's the matter with Rhoda, I'm going in.
No, I'm not staying out either.
Okay, come on.
Blackie. Look. The monkey that's been shot.
No. No, it's Rhoda.
Rhoda?
Inside that costume, you'll find Rhoda.
Who is this Rhoda?
A young blonde gal who does an act imitating a monkey.
You mean there's a human being in that costume?
That's right.
Let's open it up.
There's a zipper over the headpiece. There.
Get this headpiece off.
Blackie.
That isn't Rhoda.
No, Pop. Looks like I owe you an apology.
What do you mean, Blackie?
Madame Zina could really tell the future. She predicted death, all right. Our own.
Listen for just a few seconds to a man who knows good beer and who likes champagne velvet. The beer with the million-dollar flavor. Bright and sparkling. Yes, sir. Light and lively. Yes, sir. Clear and clean. Yes, sir, there is no finer beer. And that's a fact. Go where you will, pay what you will. No better beer than CV can be had at any price. No better beer than CV can be made at any cost. CV's famous formula provides for only the more costly premium quality materials. Then, CV's careful processing and controlled aging gives you a beer that you're sure is pure. CV's flavor will tell you all of that. You'll find it bright and sparkling from foam to finish, robust and full-flavored as a real honest-to-goodness beer should be. CV's flavor will tell you that you're enjoying a premium-quality beer at no premium in price.
You're sure it's pure, and it's just as smooth.
And now, back to Boston Blackie. Blackie is told by Madame Zina, a fortune teller at the carnival, that he soon will be in the middle of debt. Flint, owner of the carnival, tries to chase Cooper, a pickpocket, from the lot, and is knocked unconscious for his efforts. Cooper then goes to Rhoda, the girl in the monkey costume, and threatens to kill her unless she goes away with him. While walking through the midway, Blackie and Mary hear a shot and find Madame Zina dead in Rhoda's monkey costume. As we return to our story, Madame Zina's body has been removed, and Blackie and Inspector Faraday are discussing the crime.
Blackie, why is it every time there's a murder, I find you there?
You have to find something, Faraday. After all, you are a cop.
Nice of you to admit it. By the way, you're acting too nice to me. Why?
It's Be Kind to Animals Week.
No.
Faraday, what are you doing about Madame Zina's killer?
What am I... It just so happens I got Matthews searching the carnival grounds for the guy right now.
There are a couple of thousand people out there, Faraday. How do you know which guy you want?
Well, his name is Cooper, and we got a pretty good description of him from Flint, the owner of this carny.
Mm-hmm.
Cooper's a pickpocket who works traveling shows.
Why, Faraday, you've been holding out on me.
Sure.
Why?
I got a call from a girl. She says her name is Rhoda. She works at the carnival.
I see.
And her boyfriend, Cooper, is threatened to kill her if she doesn't go away with him.
And?
And I get here, find that Rhoda is the monkey girl, and that somebody in a monkey costume has been killed.
And from that, you figure that Cooper is the killer?
Of course. Cooper came into the tent to make good his threat. He saw somebody in the monkey costume, didn't bother to find out who was in it, started shooting.
That's what you think.
It's simple, genius.
And so are you. Where is Rhoda now?
Who knows?
Nobody's seen her since the body was discovered. In fact, Mary's looking for her right now.
Why don't you look for Mary?
But how did Madame Zina get into Rhoda's costume?
Well, with Zippus.
And Faraday, where do I find this guy, Flint, the owner of the carnival?
His office is in the wagon at the end of this row. Talk loud, he's a little deaf. And you two will make a wonderful team, deaf and...
This place has now become a corny carny, Faraday.
Some joke.
I've never met a carnival owner. Maybe I can get his autograph.
We'll read it to him.
Very cute. Mm. By the way, I have a prediction of my own to make.
What is your prediction, Madam Blackie?
I'm going to make a monkey out of the killer who shot Madame Zina in that monkey suit.
Well, Pop, still no sign of Rhoda.
I'm getting kind of worried, Miss Wesley.
Yeah, me too.
We've looked here at the Ferris wheel, back at concessions, out on the midway.
Yeah, we've looked
She's got to be someplace on this lot.
Well, Pop, we expected to find Rhoda in the monkey costume. We found Madame Zina.
Yeah.
Maybe Rhoda's in Madame Zina's wagon.
Now, that's an idea.
Yeah.
There's the wagon up ahead.
Well, I hope we find her.
Alive.
Yeah.
Not like Zina.
Oh, now, this hit you pretty hard, didn't it?
Like taking my right arm.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Zina taught me the ropes on my first tent job.
Did
she? I was a kind of a green kid from a farm with a smell of sawdust in his nostrils. I fooled a carny owner and gave me a job as a hawker.
Did you really?
Yeah. Zina saw right through me and put me wise to the game.
No wonder you miss her.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to miss her a lot.
Here's your tent.
Yeah. Well, let's go in. Don't be frightened.
How did that gong ring? Madame Zina's dead.
There's an electric eye inside this doorway which sets off the gong when the connection is broken.
Oh.
Now, see if Rhoda's in here.
Yeah.
Rhoda! Rhoda!
No. Doesn't look like she's here.
You're right. Where can she be if she's still alive?
Anybody in? Door's open.
Hey, what's the matter? Don't you believe in knocking?
I did knock, but nobody answered.
Stop mumbling. I can't hear a word you're saying.
I said I did knock, but nobody answered.
Why didn't you say so? Come in and close the door.
Okay.
You a cop?
No, I'm Boston Blackie.
I've heard of you.
You're Flint?
Yeah, that's right. Have they picked up Cooper?
Not yet, but they will.
My first carny in the States, and I have to get mixed up in a murder.
You're just back from Australia?
What?
I said, are you just back from Australia?
Yeah, yeah. Flint Show played every big city in that land down on it.
Melbourne?
Melbourne, Brisbane, Sydney, played them all.
I think Melbourne is the most beautiful city in Australia.
Yeah, I feel the same way. You been there?
Yeah. And Sydney, it's only about 2 hours by train from Sydney to Melbourne, right?
Yeah, yeah. Hey, getting back to this mix-up. I built a good reputation during those 10 years in Australia. And this is a tough rap for me. It's all Cooper's fault.
What about Cooper?
He's a cheap pickpocket who was working my crowd and trying to make time with Rhoda.
I'm sorry to hear that.
I tried to chase him off the lot this afternoon.
What happened?
Said he was going. But he was going to take Rhoda with him.
Uh-huh.
We took a couple of swings at each other, and the next thing I knew, one of the local yokels was picking me off the grass.
And you haven't seen Cooper since, huh?
No, but you've got to catch Cooper before there's any more killing on this lot. You never know what a crazy guy like that will do. Hey, that sounds like a fight.
It is. I'm going to find out for sure.
I'm with you. Hey, Blackie. That's Cooper. Run away from the cop.
And right into me.
Get out of my way. Get out of my way.
Sorry, Cooper. Hold it.
Let go of me.
What's your rush, Cooper?
Let go. I'll knock your head off.
Silly boy. Well, Flint. There's our boy on the ground.
Yeah, I see.
Glad I could stop Cooper before he flew the coop.
Come on, Cooper. Talk and get it over with. We know you killed Madame Zena.
I told you, Inspector, I didn't kill anybody. You believe me, don't you, Blackie?
You threatened to kill Rhoda, didn't you?
Well, sure, but you know how a thing like that slips out. I didn't mean it.
No.
No.
Cooper, you shot Madame Zena thinking it was Rhoda.
Oh.
Okay, Matthews, take him downtown.
Okay, Inspector. Come on, Cooper, let's go.
All right.
Well, Blackie, I guess that winds up this case.
Does it?
What else?
You have no witnesses to the crime. You don't even have the murder weapon. Where's your case?
What do you mean, where's my...
Arrest me. I killed Madame Zena.
You what?
What's this?
I killed Madame Zena. I did it. I tell you.
Slow down, miss. Who are you?
Oh, you're Rhoda, aren't you?
That's right. I'm Rhoda Collins. I killed my best friend.
Okay. So you killed her. How'd you do it?
When Cooper threatened me, I went to Madame Zena and told her I was scared.
Yeah?
She told me to hide in her wagon and she'd take my place for one performance.
One performance. Go on.
Well, she did it. And now she's dead instead of me. It's all my fault. Arrest me.
Say, where have you been up to now?
Hiding in Zena's wagon. But Pops and a girl came into the wagon looking for me, and I heard them say that Zena was dead. So I came over here.
Now, who is this Pops and a girl?
Well, the girl is Mary Wesley, and Pops is an old-time carnival man.
Look, Miss Cummings, relax. We caught the killer. Your friend, Cooper.
Faraday, did you ever think that Cooper might be innocent?
No. You're just sore because you didn't solve the murder.
Which murder are you talking about?
Madame Zena, of course. Is there another one?
I think so. It took place a couple of weeks ago, I think. And when I make sure of the past, I'll make you a present of the killer.
Still haven't gotten Rhoda to deliver to Blackie.
No, he almost did, Miss Wesley.
Yeah.
If she hadn't...
Mary!
It's Blackie.
You wait for me, will
you? Yeah, we almost had her, Blackie.
It's okay, Mary.
What do you mean?
Rhoda just walked into her wagon.
She did?
Apparently, for the now.
Is she all right?
Yeah, she's all right.
But you think she's responsible for Zena's death?
Oh, no.
Yeah? Look, Pop.
Yeah?
You say you've known Zena for about 30 years. Do you know where she worked recently?
I know every show she's worked in the last 20 years.
Did she ever work Australia?
Oh, sure, for 2 years.
Thanks, Pop.
For what, Blackie?
You just gave me one killer for 2 murders. I'll see you later.
Hey, where are you going, Blackie?
Talk to Cooper. He's in jail, but he won't be there for long.
Coming to see you, Cooper.
Hello. Oh, it's you, Blackie. You think I killed Zena?
Maybe. How long have you known her?
A couple of years. Why?
I understand that you and Flint had a fight this morning.
Yeah, we did. Knocked him cold when he tried to chase me off the lot. It's a free country. I can go where I please.
Blackie, what are you doing in there?
Helping you wind up your case.
I don't need your help.
I got Cooper in this cell, and Rhoda Cummings is willing to testify. He threatened
her. I didn't kill Zena.
Look, Faraday.
At what?
How'd you like to make this case airtight?
I'm listening.
Okay. Let's go see Flint and find out what we can make the guy who owns the carnival own up to.
Hello, Flint.
Hello, Flint.
Has Cooper confessed yet? No, but he will.
Look, Flint, we need your help in this case.
What?
We need your help.
Name it and you got it.
Faraday, don't look now. What's that? Flint probably has the murder gun right here in the room.
Oh, come now, Blackie. Stop that nonsense about a gun. You said you wanted my help.
Yes, and you've just given it to me. You're not deaf, are you, Flint?
What are you talking about?
You heard me whisper to Faraday about the gun.
I saw your lips move.
That's possible, but when I was here before, you pretended not to hear my knocking on the door. Yet you heard the noise in the distance when Matthews was chasing Cooper, and it wasn't very loud either. Believe me, you're not deaf. It's all an act.
Okay, so I'm not deaf. Blackie, what is this all about?
He isn't even Flint.
What? You're crazy.
I don't know who you are, but you killed the real Flint and took over his show. You killed Madame Zena, not by accident, but on purpose.
Why should I kill Madame Zena? She was the best draw in the lot.
She knew the real Flint, probably. Had worked with him in Australia.
What?
I found out she did work there. Chances are she tried to blackmail you, and you killed her. The fact that she was in Rhoda's monkey costume was a complication, but it was just a break for you.
All right. So I killed her. But I'm going to kill both of you right now.
Get him, Party.
Pleasure.
Take care of Mr. Flint.
Sure does. You can let Cooper out of jail now.
You win, mastermind. How did you know this guy wasn't the real Flint?
When I first met him, he said he'd spent 10 years in Australia.
Huh?
When we started talking about Melbourne, we both agreed it was the prettiest city on the continent and that it was only 2 hours from Sydney.
Okay, so you're discussing geography. What's that got to do with murder?
Faraday, anybody who's spent any time at all in Australia knows it takes a half a day to get from Melbourne to Sydney.
So
what must have happened is this. When the real Flint came to this country, this character knocked him off and took over his identity.
Yeah?
He would have gotten away with it, probably, if it weren't for Madame Zena.
Oh, I get it.
Well, it's about time. And Faraday, speaking of time, see to it that Flint gets plenty of it.
If you want a beer with flavor, a flavor that's delightfully different, try the million-dollar flavor of Champagne Velvet Beer. It's just as smooth.
Now, there's a suggestion for the person who has yet to try Champagne Velvet. You'll find CV to be the smoothest, most mellow beer you ever tasted. More than that, you'll like its brightness, its sparkle, and the clear, clean taste that makes you sure it's pure. In addition, you'll enjoy the rich, robust, and full-bodied flavor that proves CV's premium quality. Premium quality that is yours to enjoy at no premium in price. That's why our enthusiastic friend says,
try it. Just try CV and you'll agree there is no finer beer. You're sure it's pure. And it's just as smooth, just as smooth.
And now, here's a glimpse of what happens in next week's Boston Blackie Adventure.
Hey, Morgan.
Huh?
Jack Morgan, wait a minute. I want to talk to you.
Well, if it isn't Dynamite Thompson.
Yes.
What do you want to talk to me about?
Don't act so innocent.
What do you mean?
It's a fairway construction job. My bid should have won.
Only my bid was lower.
By $500. That's the third time you've underbid me on a big contract. How do you always figure your bid just a little less than mine?
Oh, that'd be telling.
How come you've landed every big construction contract the last 2 years?
Oh, come now, Dynamite. You don't expect me to tell you.
You don't have to tell me, I know. You've got a stooge planted in my outfit. I don't know who he is. When I find him, I'm going to take him apart just like I'm going to do to you right now.
Think you're man enough?
Stick around and find out.
You
small fry. Maybe this will show you, Morgan.
Look out, Dynamite. You're leading with your chin.
Okay, Morgan, okay. That's enough now. Hold
Boston Blackie, the peacemaker. Who needs you? Now, you stay out of this.
Yeah?
It's private.
Do tell.
Had enough dynamite?
No. I told you I'm going to tear you apart.
I'm waiting.
Look at him.
Kick this guy's face.
Oh, yeah.
I
can't. Beat it, Morgan. I'll handle myself.
Okay. Okay, but I'll be taking care of this chump some other time.
That's your story, Morgan. I'll get even with you if it's the last thing you ever do.
Welcome back. The evidence that Blackie, and maybe I should put evidence in quotes, that Blackie uses in this case is the type of evidence that can be, it's not really of good value. I'd like it to happen once in one of these cases, you know, and I think this would have been a great one where he makes this point that this person provided some incorrect answer to an obscure question. In this case, or maybe not so much as obscure for people who've been to Australia, but it's kind of out of left field. You know, I'd love for this guy to say, I just don't know what Blackie's talking about. I'm sitting here dealing with the fact that one of my stars has died, and he's just sitting there chatting away about Australia. And truth be told, I wasn't even fully paying attention to what he was talking about. He said something about flying from Melbourne to Sydney, and yeah, I just, you know, went ahead and said yes, and didn't really even fully understand what the question was. And that could plausibly happen, even though in this case it didn't. Listener comments and feedback, and Francis writes, thank you for all your hard work in providing your wonderful podcast. Well, thank you so much. Appreciate your comment, Francis, and your support. And I do also want to go ahead and thank our Patreon supporter of the day. Thank you to Mike. Mike has been one of our Patreon supporters since July of 2015, currently supporting us at the Shamus level of $4 or more per month. Thank you so much for your support, Mike. And that will actually do it for today. Join us back here tomorrow for yours truly, Johnny Dollar. Next Thursday, another episode of Boston Blackie. In the meantime, send your comments to Box 13 at greatdetectives.net. Follow us on Twitter at Radio Detectives and become one of our friends on Facebook. Facebook.com/Radio Detectives. From Boise, Idaho, this is your host, Adam Graham, signing off.